Chapter 30, Part 5. Markandeya Rishi reveals the identity of Krishna in truth. Yudhishthira reflected on the sage's reply. Then he asked, O learned sage, in this world, our lives are dedicated to the Brahmins. If it pleases you, tell us about a Brahmana's greatness and glory. In response, the Rishi recounted numerous ancient histories. His audience was wrapped in wonder. He also described the creation of the universe, which he had personally witnessed, and the nature of the destruction that occurs at the end of Brahma's day, a period of millions of years. Markandeya described how he had floated on the causal water out of which creation occurs, as it rose and covered the lower and middle planets. At the end of that inundation, he had seen a wonderful child lying on a banyan leaf. I was struck with amazement. I could not understand how a child could have survived while the entire universe was being destroyed. The boy was effulgent, and his face was as beautiful as the moon. His eyes resembled the full-blown lotuses, and his body was a blackish color. He lay there smiling, sucking his toe. Then on his chest, I saw the mark of Sri Vatsa and thought that it must be Vishnu, although I could not be sure. As I approached him, he said, My child, I know you are eager to rest. O Markandeya, enter my body and rest for a while, for I am pleased with you. When the boy addressed me, I lost all sense of identity and forgot my material designations. He opened his mouth, and I felt myself drawn into it. Suddenly entering his stomach, I beheld the whole entire earth with all its cities and kingdoms. I wandered about for some time, seeing all the familiar sights, including the Ganges and her tributaries, the Himalayas, and the forests in which I had performed asceticism. I also saw the race of celestials headed by Indra, as well as the races of Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras. Although I wandered about within that boy's body for a long time, I never did find its limit. Confused, I began to worship the Supreme Lord with my thoughts and words. Suddenly, I found myself emerging again, and once more I saw him lying on the banyan leaf. I worshiped that immeasurably powerful being who had swallowed up the entire universe, and I placed my head at his feet. I asked him who he was and about his purpose. Why was he lying there with the universe held within his body? The child spoke in such a way that my material illusions were completely dispelled. He told me that he was the original Supreme Person from whom everything emanates and into whom it enters at its end. I was amazed to hear him speak about his own glories. He is known as Vishnu, Narayan, Hari. But he also possesses innumerable other names. That all-knowing personality then told me that I should remain within his body until Lord Brahma again awoke and recreated the universe. Then he disappeared from my sight, and I found myself back within the very same varied creation I had seen within him. Finishing his narration, Markandeya looked across at Krishna. King Yudhishthira, that lotus-eyed boy whom I saw at the end of creation has now appeared as Krishna. He has become your relative and friend. Without doubt, you should know him to be the ancient, supreme, original person, the inconceivable Hari, the original personality of Godhead. He granted me the boon that my memory would never fail and that my death would come only when I wanted it. Seeing Krishna sitting here wearing a yellow silken garment, I am remembering that baby boy. Do not doubt that it was he whom I saw in the waters of devastation. O hero among men, this entire creation rests within him, even as air rests within ether. Yudhishthira, take refuge in Krishna, for there is no one superior to him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.